Let me take you back to the movies, to 1995, with a movie called My Cousin Vinny.
We agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Marissa Tomei playing the character of Lisa in My Cousin Vinny.
Is she on the show?
I wish. Hello. She made her point loud and clear, though, to Vinny, but maybe he should have been worried about his own biological clock, John.
Men have biological clocks?
Just listen to this next segment. Lisa Belkin writes for the New York Times magazine. She makes the case in this week's Sunday magazine that there's now even more evidence that when it comes to making babies, men have a sell-by date. Hi there, Lisa.
Good morning.
So, let's talk facts here. In terms of old, how old is too old if you're a man and you want to make a baby?
Well, it's about the same age, very interestingly, as too old for a woman. I mean, the numbers, I'll rattle them off for you. The risk of conceiving for men, the chances of conceiving for a man begins to fall at 35. The chances of having a baby with schizophrenia begins to increase for men at 30. The chances for bipolar disorder in a child increases when the father is 29, its highest over 55. And autism, there's an increased risk between 30 and 40, a decisive increased risk when the father is, you know, goes from 30 to 40. So men get old too, ain't it great?
So Lisa, where are you?
You guys.
You seem smug here. But Lisa, where are you getting your information from? Are these real studies in
these
terms of...
These are all real studies from various medical centers around the world. This is not an internet poll. This is real research.
So the impact of this information in terms of that guys can be too old to have babies, or if they have babies, then their babies may have issues and problems. What do you sort of bring, what conclusion do you make with that information?
Now, let's say one thing. The rate of risk is not huge. It's not like on your 31st birthday, suddenly you have 10 times the chance of having a child who's affected with autism. It's incremental, but it's real. And Lord knows parents do all sorts of things to prevent, you know, minuscule incremental risk to their children. So the question is whether or not this takes, if you will, whether or not men start to think of it the way women have been thinking of risk forever. Now, the risk they're thinking of is, can I get pregnant? That's the largest risk. And then there's Down syndrome that increases with age. But they are, women think in terms of that, you know, Marissa Tomei ticking clock. And if this takes, if this becomes part of the male psyche, and Lord knows there are a lot of women out there who would love to see that happen, then we might be a little closer to men understanding what it is that women have been harping on them about for years.
Lisa, aside from the sort of battle of the sexes issue that you raised there so tactfully, what is actually going on here? I mean, the mechanism for a reduction in the likelihood of conception on the part of women over the age of 33 relates in part to issues with the wall of the eggs and a toughening up that makes fertilization maybe less likely. What's going on with men here? I mean, if you'll pardon the expression, isn't a sperm a sperm?
A sperm is a sperm, and it's a new sperm as opposed to an old egg. You're born with all your eggs. You make new sperm. But just like our body gets worse at making every other cell that it replicates, it seems that in the simplest way of describing it, we get tired. Male bodies get tired. They're not as good at it. There is more of a chance as time goes on for genetic screw-ups. And that is the operating theory as to why this is happening.
So, Lisa, I found online there's a 90-year-old farmer from India. He has 21 children, and his last baby had about 2 years ago. Now, these children look great. Now, surely if nature hadn't intended men to father babies, they would have stopped at around about 45.
I'm not going to get into what nature intended. Clearly, men can physically have children later than women can. We know that. What's interesting is the idea that it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's not a as-long-as-you-want, and there'll be no difference whatsoever. Now, one could argue it probably never should have been in the first place, that there is a a price paid to a child having an older father, that there's a price paid by society to men not being around as long to raise their children. And that, again, is a whole other conversation. But, yes, of course, you know, men can physically have kids longer. But if you start to drill down, they're finding really interesting things about how it's not absolutely the same to father a child at 20 as to father a child at 40 or 50.
Ah, she started a debate. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Belkin's
article. She was positively gleeful.
Well, because you're a man of a certain age, don't be sensitive. Read the New York Times magazine this weekend.
Right, yeah.
It's called Your Old Man.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.